This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And we got on the line. We woke up this morning, Mark Bittman, the food legend, food writer from our partner, The New York Times, to talk about the demise of another food legend. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
Let's talk about what happened at Condé Nast. We've already discussed the business story of what's going on at the magazine publisher, but closing Gourmet magazine, this is really the end of an era for food writers and for cooks and for, you know, food consumers. What's the significance of Gourmet magazine, which Condé Nast announced it's going to close?
Well, I do think that it was a business decision. It was not an editorial decision, but it is a tragedy from an editorial point of view, because it was a place where probably the most serious food journalism in the country was being done on a regular basis. And as you and I and everyone well knows, journalism costs money. And real journalism costs a lot of money. And it's becoming more and more difficult for people to figure out how to get it done and to keep it profitable. And here's a perfect example of a food magazine that's not shallow, that's not particularly trendy, that's really trying under terrific editorial leadership to do great work, not figuring out a way how to make it profitable.
So the magazine was under the editorial leadership of Ruth Reichel, and she also was the editor of the Gourmet Cookbook, which actually competes with How to Cook Everything, your book, Mark Bittman. Has anyone heard anything from Ruth Reichel as to, you know, her reaction, her sense of what's next?
Well, I haven't spoken to Ruth, and I of course send condolences, but I haven't spoken to her, and I'm sure she was flooded with calls and requests for interviews yesterday. I don't know whether she granted any or not, but I guess your guess is as good as mine to that question.
What about the criticism that maybe Gourmet, as deep and no-nonsense as it was journalistically, it was also a glossy magazine known for, you know, huge picture spreads and maybe not necessarily the most cost-effective recipes all the time?
Well, that's a terrific question, and I wonder about that also. I think that they've tried to make it, certainly under Ruth's leadership, tried to make it much more practical in recent years, but they were walking a tightrope, because at the same time as they were trying to make it practical, at the same time as they tried to tackle tough issues like tomato workers in Immokalee, Florida, and stuff like that, they were also reliant on the top luxury advertising
right.
in this country. You know, so they were doing Rolex watches, and they're doing, you know, expensive cars and expensive travel and so on. So you can't have too populist an audience or too progressive an audience while you're looking for advertisers who are trying to appeal to, shall we say, the upper crust
right.
of society. So, you know, I think that was a bit difficult. But then you know, of course, we know the recession has cut back advertising dollars. You know, this is not just an internet question. This is a recession question.
Do you think? We've got just 15 seconds. Do you think the internet is the big story here, or is it the recession?
Well, I think the internet is certainly part of the problem, but I think the recession is the immediate catalyst here.
Well, people used to have Gourmet magazines as their recipe archive. Now you can have it in your laptop computer. Mark Bittman, food writer and columnist for our partner, The New York Times, talking about the demise by Condé Nast of Gourmet magazine. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, John. Take care.